My friends, if you believe anything I've told you during this series, if you trust my judgment at all, then you must understand that this music is among the greatest ever written. This is an aphrodisiac to my aesthetic loins. Now, I've kept my loins out of this series until this moment, but it's time for me to make a statement like that. This is not easy music to get to know, but it's important music, and it's exquisitely beautiful music, and you must give it a chance. Now, please, we could talk endlessly about the motivic development in that first song. We have no time, A, and B, I have no inclination to do that at this point. What I want to do is approach these songs through their texts so that we understand that the sound of the music is a function of expressive desire. Schoenberg wants to say something, and the only way he can capture what he thinks these poems are about is through music that sounds like this. If these were written with traditional major and minor scales and traditional harmonies, we could not possibly evoke the otherworldly expressive range that Schoenberg is indeed evoking. Let's move on to the third song called Der Dandy, the Dandy. I will read, we will discuss, we will listen. With light beams so weird and fantastic, the luminous moon lights the glistening jars on the ebon high holiest washstand of the taciturn dandy from Bergamo. Resounding in bronze-tinted basin, brightly laughs the fountain with metallic ring. With light beams so weird and fantastic, the luminous moon lights the glistening jars. Piero, with waxen complexion, stands musing and thinks, oh, how shall I make up? He shoves aside rouge and the oriental green, and he daubs his face in most dignified style, with moonbeams so weird and fantastic. All right, first let's figure out what this poem is about. The opening lines set the scene. With light beams so weird and fantastic, the luminous moon lights the glistening jars on the ebon high holiest washstand. All right, here's the scene. We have an ebony, a black washstand, covered with metallic jars filled with makeup, and they are being lighted by the moon. Where the first song was about smooth, liquid illusion, this one is about hard, metallic illusion, the moonlight on these glistening jars. Piero, with waxen complexion, stands musing and thinks, oh, how shall I make up today? He's trying to decide which makeup he should put on. He shoves aside rouge and the oriental green, and he daubs his face in most dignified style with what? With moonbeams, so weird and fantastic. He decides to make up with moonbeams that day. Now, as I said, the imagery here is very metallic, and the German language is explosively metallic in this poem. Mit einem fantastischen Lichtstrahl erleuchtet der Mond die kristallnen Flakons auf den schwarzen, hochheiligen Waschtisch des schweigenden Dandys von Bergamo. This explosive use of the German language will be mirrored in the instrumentation. In this song, we only hear the piccolo, the clarinet, and the piano. It begins with a shriek in the clarinet. It sounds like circus music, because this is Pierrot the clown making up. As I said, we are going to hear these metallic ringing timbres, which reflect the text. And a languid Pierrot will try to decide how to make up that day. Finally, the last line is so weird and fantastic, it's whispered. Let's listen, please. The Dandy, Pierrot Lunaire, number 3.
Flakons auf dem schwarzen, hochheiligen Waschtisch des schweigenden Dandys von Bergamo. In tönender Buße Tiefe Resort.